The promises of God in the new covenant are that we can partake of His nature. See 2 Peter chapter 1, a verse that we've often quoted. 2 Peter in chapter 1. We read in verse 3 and 4. By God's divine power, He has granted us everything. Let's go slowly. I always say read the Bible slowly. By God's divine power, He has granted us 99%, no, 100% of everything pertaining to a godly life. Through the knowledge of Him. And by these He has granted us precious and magnificent promises, so that by these promises we can partake of the divine nature. Not that we can get 100% in our doctrine. No. Not that we can argue and prove to people that women should veil their heads. Or women should not be adorning themselves with jewelry. Or we must dress modestly. All that I agree. I agree 100%. Or this is the pattern, we shouldn't have pastors. Or, you know, we should not take money to preach. All correct, all correct. But if we follow all those things, and we have partiality, and we can't love somebody who's unlovely, what is the use of boasting in these things? It is His nature that we are called to partake of. And it is only if we partake of His nature, verse 4, that we can escape the corruption that is in the world by lust means desire. Strong desire. Now very often we think of lust only in terms of sexual lust. The word is a strong desire. It can be a strong desire for more and more and more money, more than you need. It can be a strong desire never to love this person. It's so unlovely, I cannot love this person. It's corruption. It's corruption in the world through strong desire. The only way to overcome it, brothers and sisters, is through the divine nature. That is why I believe the greatest gift God has given us, next to the forgiveness of sins, is the gift of the Holy Spirit. I don't have time to show you this in the book of Leviticus. You know, leprosy is a picture of sin in the Old Testament. And when a leper was cleansed, they had to put a drop of blood on his ear, and on top of the drop of blood, a drop of oil. And different parts of the body, a drop of blood, a drop of oil. A drop of blood and a drop of oil. We are lepers, cleansed, the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's incomplete with just the blood. Drop of blood, oil. And I really believe that is the supernatural power by which we partake of His nature. And I know in my case, it's the fullness of the Holy Spirit that gradually began to change me from that thoroughly defeated life I had. Dear brothers and sisters, if there's one thing I would urge you, seek in 2018, to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day to partake of His nature. Never mind if you never speak in tongues. Jesus never spoke in tongues. Do you know that? Balaam's donkey spoke in tongues. I'm not against the gift of tongues. But compare Balaam's donkey who spoke in tongues with Jesus who never spoke in tongues, so that you understand the relative value of that gift. I'm not despising it. I speak in tongues myself. But I don't believe that is the greatest thing. To me, the greatest thing is that the Holy Spirit makes me partake of God's nature from within. From within. A cat does not have to pretend to meow like a cat. A cat can never bark, you know. Even if you train a cat to bark, it cannot bark like a dog. It's nature. And once nature takes over, you won't lose your temper. You will get angry like Jesus saw, got angry with people who made money in the temple. Sure, Till the end of my life, I want to be angry with people who make money in the name of Jesus Christ. And use a whip, at least with my words, to drive them out of the church. But Jesus was never angry when people spat on him or went against his way or did anything to him, called him the devil. He said, oh, it's forgiven. His anger was always directed at where the glory of God was touched. Then you have to be angry when people dishonor the Lord. Man, I know a lot of people have get upset with me when they see me speaking strongly where the name of the Lord is dishonored. I don't care what they think about me. I live before God's face in any case. Don't worry. The only thing you should be concerned about is the glory of God. You stand for that. Never personal insult or abuse forgiven. Partake of God's nature. And Jesus has given us an example of what a spirit-filled life is like. Dear brothers and sisters, that's what we have to partake of in this new year. And if you think that you think I can make it, think of Abraham. It says, in hope, against hope, he believed. He did not look at his own body, but at the promise of God. So when you look at your past life, this past year or years, and you say, well, it doesn't look as if it was going to change at all. Don't say that. It says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, you are justified. With the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation from sin. And verse 11, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. Whoever, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between Brother Zach and you. No difference. Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. Believe that. Lord, I'm going to confess with my mouth that what you have done for some godly brothers I have met, you will do for me as well. Can you say that? What he's done for, even if you can't believe what he's done for Jesus, he'll do for me. What he's done for Paul, he'll do for me. Of course, the highest is to believe what he did for Jesus, he'll do for me. As he cared for Jesus, he will care for me. It's a wonderful life. Do you know that God wants you to live 365 days without anxiety in this coming year? 365 days without being anxious about anything. I wanted to explain the difference between being concerned and being anxious. If your children haven't come home from school on time, you should be concerned. Why are they late? If you're not concerned, you're not a good parent. But anxiety is a different thing. They're all tense. No. Take it to God in prayer. Or whatever concerns that we have, take it to God in prayer. I believe, I speak with my mouth. That's what it says here, what I believe in my heart. I believe in my heart, sin will not rule over me. I said that to the devil so many times before it became real in my life. I said, Satan, you've defeated me. But I tell you, a day is coming when sin will not rule over me. You will not have the upper hand anymore. I had to confess it for a long time before it happened.